At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hartman Show. It is a feisty Friday. Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show. She joins us now, courtesy of the John Shusakoa Banker Hotline. Shaletta, I hope that you are well. Why is it feisty Friday? Like, what's so? Is it just because you always feisty or what?
All of it, and yes, I'm always feisty, and it's Friday, and I always send them off on the weekend, Chad and Dave, with my foot in their behinds. So it's always feisty and fun on Fridays. Fun and feisty for me, sometimes not so much for them. How you doing?
You like the fight, it sound like.
I do. And it's so funny because, you know, I used to write for the Star Tribune. I don't write for them anymore. And one of my editors was like, you know, you could always do a kinder, more gentler column. And I said, well, you know, I'm from Texas. And I don't know if you know this guy. His name is Nolan Ryan. And, you know, he was one of the best pitchers of all time. And anytime he would pitch and, you know, he'd go into the locker room and he'd always have the ice pack on his shoulder because every time he got up on that mound, he was giving it all he got. Right?
Yep.
And so anytime I put a pen in my hand or there's a microphone in my face or there's a keyboard in front of me, I'm going to give it all I got. And when I'm done, I'm going to need ice. And whoever's in the way is going to need some ice, too.
Oh, I
hear
you.
That's how I roll. Okay, so who's barbecuing? Because
no, I was going to ask you that. Me and Josh were going to ask you that. Like who's doing the cook? I mean, I'm not doing nothing. I'm working.
Oh, my God. I am so mad at all of us because, you know, it used to be meat prepping and barbecue and grilling and charcoal and lighter fluid and wood chips and, you know, folded chairs and red Kool-Aid and family and friends and neighbors and nothing. I mean, we would ride down the street in some neighborhoods and you could smell the barbecue. You could see the smoke coming from the backyards of your neighbors. My neighborhood smells like Febreze. I mean, I don't smell nothing. I don't see no smoke. Nobody's outside. I mean, nobody's barbecuing, and myself included. And so I'm like, where is the sense of community? Where's the good neighbor who's got good ribs on their pit? Like,
I think they're all relying on you, Shaletta. That's the deal.
We are all messed up because I called my cousin Jeff, Tanya Bransford's husband, and I was like, where are you going? He was like, I'm going over to somebody's house. I got nothing. I called Reverend Marsha Pitts Phillips, Deacon Earl, her husband. Phillips, I said, what y'all doing? Oh, we having some renovations done at the house. We're just going to eat yogurt and cereal.
Yogurt?
I call Angela Like and David. Okay, Angela and David, excellent cooks. Okay, you go over their house, you got to spend the night. They cook so good. These are the last people that I know other than my mother still frying gizzards. And gizzards is one of my favorite meals. Nothing.
You don't know nobody no gizzards.
You better hush.
You don't know about them gizzards and livers.
You know I'm back on the host row. So if I find me a man that can cook gizzards, I'm giving him a ring. That's all I know. I'm giving him a ring. I'm going to get down on one knee. I'm going to propose if I can find a man.
What's the last establishment that you've been to that serves gizzards and livers?
It's a little grocery store in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where my father was born and raised. You know, and you buy your groceries up front, but in the back, there's a little lady. She may or may not wash her hands. That rag that she uses to wipe off the counter, she takes in the bathroom with her. I don't know what's going on with her and that rag, but I know those gizzards are the bomb.
Listen.
And I try not to look, but they are delicious. And when you walk in the door, the smell will carry you all the way to the back of the store. So you've got like
turkey legs. You talk about delicious gizzards and livers. I'm going to tell you this right now. Every time, and you know I go to Kansas City on the regular.
Yes.
Go chicken go. Oh, in the words of Shaletta, in the words of Shaletta Brundage, ooh, baby. Oh man, those gizzards are off the chain. I always get a half and half, a box for me, a box for my pops. Oh my goodness, off the chain.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to go because when I go to Kansas City, I usually go to this place. I told you about this because I was mad because I thought you knew about it, but it was a new place called Chicken Waffles. And they've got churro waffles with ice cream on it. They've got all kinds of waffles, and they've got chicken wings, and they've got all kinds of sauces. And so you can have chicken waffles. It is the only place other than Raising Cane's and Olive Garden where I could take my whole family and everybody eats.
Really?
You know how you got kids and they're kind of picky eaters? Everybody
eats. I don't know about that.
At Chicken Waffles. So when you go back to Kansas City, and you go to Go Chicken Go, and you get your thing, go buy Chicken Waffles because that place is amazing.
Listen,
and we found it on accident.
There's two places for me that I always hit up when I go to Kansas City, and I go to Kansas City about four times a year. I always go to Go Chicken Go, and mm-hmm. I always come back with some Bluebell.
You know that's my jam, and you are long overdue for bringing Bluebell.
I brought you Bluebell a year ago, so don't even play with me.
Yeah, and Matt, sir, how long do you think that lasted in the house with six people? I just need to know.
I'm just saying. Don't say I didn't look out for you.
You said four times a year I should get 4 gallons of Bluebell.
Now you tripping.
From Uncle Henry.
You know how much Bluebell is nowadays?
Oh, my God. You got to get a payday loan. Yeah. I'm like, my God, today, Jesus, why? And what are y'all doing? Are these cows a premium? What's coming out of these cows?
They trying to make that money.
Y'all got to charge this much.
They're trying to make that money back from when they had that salmonella situation. Remember they had that little situation?
Outbreak.
Yeah, okay, remember they had that outbreak? That was about 8 or 9 years ago now, but yeah,
they
still recovered from
that.
They had to shut it down. Hey, let me ask you this, because you're from the dirty South, and my family's from the dirty South. What you think of this weather? I'm good with this weather. I'm not sitting here saying, like, I'm going to be outdoors the entire weekend, but the hot temps doesn't bother me. But then again, and I preface this at the start of the show, I'm not somebody that's into landscaping. I don't have to work in the elements, but mm-hmm. I like it. I like to be out when it's hot.
Okay, so you don't have kids. And put that in there, too, with the landscaping and the working outside, because that's a factor. Like, my kids don't want to be in the house. They want to go outside.
Oh, okay.
And so they want to go to the splash pad, right? Now, Eden Prairie's having their 4th of July festival. We have a splash pad here in Cottage Grove. And so they got their – now, this is how I know they want to do it. They got their swim shoes and the goggles by the door. And my daughter's been walking around with her bathing suit on. And so I'm like, okay, I got to get them to the splash pad. Now, when they out there splashing, mama is going to be sitting on the sidelines baking. So, you know, I can't keep them in the house all day. So either we go as early in the morning as possible or
don't get your tan
late
on
in the evening. Sir, I can't. I was born with the tan. I'm good on tan.
My tan is better than yours, though.
Yeah, now you are right about that. But I don't feel like being baked, you know, and then if I get out there with them, you know, they're in middle school now, Uncle Henry, and so their mother is borderline embarrassing. So if I put my bathing suit on, And I get out there with them at the splash pad. They are all of a sudden mortified and embarrassed. And so I can't cool. There's no way for me to cool off. So I just have to sit there and be hot while they have fun and be cool. And that's a sacrifice that parents make. You know, heat stroke is one of the sacrifices that parents make.
Hey, listen, I said this earlier to start off the show. People have to be cognizant of the heat, and you got to stay hydrated. I got a gallon of spring water here, and Josh can, and he can attest to that in studio. This is super cold because earlier I texted him. There was a live shot with Rez Chapman. Rez Chapman was doing a live shot at the farmer's market. Oh, my goodness. That brother was baking.
Was.
I ain't talking about just baking in the sun. I'm talking about he was like baking.
My God.
And he texts me back. He says, I'm on fire.
I know he is. And you know, when that heat is like that, there's really nothing you can do.
Yep.
You can put on hats. You can put on breathable fabric. You can have your water. It is still going to be oppressively hot. So, you know, if you got to get out there, like I take my kids and I make sure that I have my watch. We're not going to lose track of time. You got 20 hot minutes. And have your fun, and we're going to get back in the car so I can cool off at the house. We're going to stay hydrated, but we're going to do it a little bit at a time. So where I would normally, if it was like 80s, you know, 70s, go out to Eden Prairie, I'm not going to make that drive from Cottage Grove to go all the way out there. We're just going to, you know, hang out and visit a splash pad here.
Yeah.
So that we can, you know, be close to the house, because even with the splash pad, even with the fun, even with the water, especially with young children who are having fun, they won't say, oh, excuse me, Mom, you know, I'm about to have a heat stroke.
No, I hear you.
You know, you just won't know. So we just got to be extra careful, because you know what? I haven't paid my premiums yet, and my deductible hasn't been met, and I just don't really feel like, you know, forking over a whole bunch of money at the emergency room because I let my kids stay outside too long.
I hear you.
I really want to do that today.
We're talking to Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO on the Chad Hartman Show. She's joining us on the John Shusacol Banker Hotline. We're going to take a brief pause, come back, more with Shaletta, because Shaletta is from Houston. And there's something that folks from Houston should not be doing. We'll get to that next here.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chad Hartman Show. All right, welcome back to the Chad Hartman Show. It's a feisty Friday with Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show, each and every Saturday. You doing a show tomorrow? I'm assuming you are.
No, I'm
You're
off
not?
Tomorrow. I think.
What do you mean you think?
I think Josh used to be my producer, and he would tell me, hey, Shaletta, you have a show. Hey, Shaletta, you don't have a show. I better go look, huh? I don't have any guests lined up. Josh, you might have to work some extra hours.
Let's look at the old schedule, see if you have a show tomorrow.
Please, because that would be important to know.
Mr. Stevie T's in tomorrow, 12:30.
Okay, so Stevie T is in.
Thank you, Stevie T. Praise the Lord for Steve.
And Stevie T,
my work husband right there.
He is, and he's in for me tonight on the Lake Show. So Stevie T is holding down the fort for everybody here.
He is a
true team player. Yes.
You know what? I love working with him. I really do. And he's one of the reasons I miss coming into the station. You know, when COVID happened, mm-hmm. you know, we all had to go to our neutral corners. But before that, we were all in the station. We were bumping into each other. We were sharing ideas. And, you know, I would always, he would always come on after me. And, you know, just in passing and sharing the last segment of my show with him, you know, we would always chat and talk. And, you know, anytime I had an issue, whether it was with the kids, because he has a special needs child, or, you know, some kind of something or another at home that was broken, I tell you, that man, he's the best work husband I've ever had. Ever.
Mm.
Ever. Ever. So I miss seeing him. I miss seeing him at least once a week.
All right, so.
It was his birthday yesterday, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm derelict in my work wife duties. Let me send him something.
Oh, you better,
my God.
You better send him a text right now. Hey.
You know.
Hey, so, you're proud to be from Houston, right?
Very, very, very.
All right, there's something that folks from Houston can't do. Okay.
What?
Well, one thing that I love about Houston is there's so many amazing people that have come out of Houston, people that represent Houston. I think that Beyonce represents Houston well, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing folks in Houston can't do is y'all don't be claiming Drake. Don't be claiming Drake. Mr. I got fake abs. Have you seen this foolishness with this fool's stomach?
No, what is
he has fake abs. So first off, it came out in the beef last year when Kendrick Lamar killed him on wax, destroyed him on the microphone. He let everybody know he not like us. He in the diss track Euphoria, Kendrick Lamar exposed Drake, who is beyond rich, right? Like, this guy got a jet. He's got, I think he's like got, I think he legitimately is worth like $500 million. But anyway, Drake was using a machine to do like, it's some sort of weird, it's called ab etching. And
really?
it's like a liposuction type. And look, I get it. People get cosmetic surgery done. I totally get that. And I know that people will say, well, hold on. When women do it, you don't complain about it. But when men, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's a difference between a man and a woman doing it. But that's just me. Because I feel like women give birth, do all these other things that men don't do. But that's for another conversation for another day. But he was exposed, you know, in that line where he says, tell your core audience where you get your abs from. This fool, after all the heat he went through, and now he's trying to sue somebody, he posted one of those thirst trap type of pictures early this week, and people can see on the picture that the abs don't match the rest of his body. And you can tell that the abs are just, they're not real. Like, he's had body work done. So,
my God, it's like wearing a bad wig and trying to flip
it,
and all of a sudden you can see underneath.
And now everybody's clowning him. So I'm just telling you, Shaletta, as a proud, what do you call you guys?
Houstonians. Yes.
Don't claim Drake. Please don't do it.
I'll get back to the delegation and let them know.
No, I'm just saying you need to put in that call to Jay Prince and let him know. Look, no. Tell you, come get your boy.
In the group chat.
How embarrassing is that?
That's like your church wig falling off when you on program. Or who was that singer whose teeth fell out of her mouth this week? There was somebody. Josh looked that up. There was a performer, like a major, like country star.
Oh no,
star or somebody.
It was Leanne Rimes.
It
was Leanne Rimes.
Oh my God. See, this is the thing. I think this is Cat Williams said this was going to be the year of exposure. And I believe that a lot of people are being exposed right now. So Drake's fake abs, Leanne Rimes' teeth, Naomi Campbell walking the catwalk, fell down. I'm telling you, I'm just waiting for somebody's good church wig to fall off.
I don't understand how a person could be that rich and get, like, I would be in the gym every day. Like, I'm already somebody that loves and dedicates
a lot. You're a gym person, right?
Oh, I love Lifetime Fitness is like my second home.
Money like that, you can take shortcuts.
But why? Why?
Because when you are that rich, you think the rules don't apply to you. Like, I saw it during COVID. Like when Kendrick Lamar said, they're not like us, really, they're not. Like, these rich people didn't think that they could ever get COVID. They thought that, you know, making sure that you stay home and wear a mask and all these other things, that was just for regular people. Like, they were trying to skirt the rules. They were still trying to do stuff because all their lives, and especially with an excess of money, rules and structure and policies and procedures, that applies to them over there. That doesn't apply to me. And so the same rule applies here. Those rich folks who still wanted to go out during during COVID and have parties and get on the jet and not follow the rules and get everybody else sick are etching their stomach with the stomach itching.
I just don't get it, man.
To Lake's point, though, like if I have the money that Drake has, I'm making my own gym. Because one of my my number one biggest thing with going to gyms, I don't like having everybody around me look. Like, I feel like the world is looking at me. I want the gym to myself so I can do my thing and be
done. No. We know he's got a gym.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm supporting your point.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that we know that he has all the money in the world. There's no way, and it's not like we've ever been to Drake's home, but there's no way he's got that big-ass mansion.
Gyms and basketball courts and swimming pools. Oh, okay, so I have to tell you something. I've started doing something this week. I started walking. I'm trying to get healthy.
Okay.
The girl is 53 years old. I want to be around to see my grandkids, right? And so I also, you know, just my pastor said, you know, you just need some time. Go 30 minutes on the track without the kids, without the phone. Just walk. You know, the world is not going to implode because you left the computer. Just go and walk and just clear your heart, clear your head, talk to the Lord. Just get away from the house. And Henry, can I just say, I was out there all wrong. There were some other people on the track. I'm trying to talk to them. Hey, what's your name? How you doing? You live around here? And so by the
Yeah, you was doing too much.
They were looking at me crazy, and I was like, they looking at me all funny, I wonder. And I started checking myself. I was like, is everything in place? Nothing's odd, nothing exposed. Okay, I don't know why they're looking at me. And then somebody else would run by me, and I'm like, hey, you come out here all the time. You got kids. We should do a play day. You want some of my children's books? And so by the time I went around the track a couple of times, like nobody was there. They had all left. And so the next day when I went out, I guess maybe they have a group chat that I'm not a part of yet because I'm new to this whole walking / running thing. But nobody was there when I was there. And then the third day I went, a guy was coming, and then he saw me, and then he left. So I think the word is out in the CG that if you come to the track with me, be prepared to talk because I'm ready to make new friends. But apparently, and you didn't give me the memo on when you work out, you know, the protocol and stuff. I'm out there like the bar. I'm out there like I'm at the bar. I'm trying to meet new friends.
First off, since you last see me, your boy didn't drop 15 pounds. Like, I'm killing the game right now.
Okay, you got to get Josh to show me a picture. Okay, and the reason that I'm working out is because those 15 pounds you lost, I found them.
Oh,
I found them in my butt. I found them. The 15 pounds you lost, I must have
you got them glutes now.
The last time at work. Yeah, I found them. And you know what? They brought friends with them. Mm. Yeah, they came and they brought some friends. And so that's why I'm walking and trying to eat right because I don't want to be anybody's fat.
Well, don't pull a Drake.
I don't want to be.
Don't pull a Drake. Hey, real quick.
Let me get some money.
What side of town are you? Inver Grove?
I'm in Cottage Grove.
You're in Cottage Grove. Okay, Cottage Grove. Okay. All right. Now, I'm just curious because I've actually hit up a gym out in Rosemont.
A couple times.
They got a brand new Lifetime out there.
Fitness in Woodbury, but here's the thing though, it's right across the street from Raising Cane's, so it's really defeating the purpose.
Wait.
I can't come out of Lifetime.
You're not by Woodbury, are you?
Raising Cane's. Yeah, I'm one check away. I'm one good paycheck away. If General Mills come on through with this contract, if Bill Pollard write this movie about my family, I'm going to Woodbury. But right now, I have Cottage Grove money. But if I get one more, if I hit that lick one more time, I can get to Woodbury.
Sometimes I'm at that location right there on Radio Drive. Sometimes I'm out
there. Yeah, that's it. Right across the road. Let me know because I'm always at Raising Cane's. Not always at Lifetime Fitness, but it's right across the street. So we can meet in the street.
Hey, Shaletta. Hey, I appreciate you joining the show today, as you always do on the Chad Hartman Show. Have an awesome and blessed weekend.
You too. Love y'all.
All right. Talk to you later. That's Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show. She not doing her show tomorrow. Stevie T is, though.
Yeah.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know?
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.